My main question for this podcast is, will smart transportation save the world?
As the human population grows, so does human pollution and resources being used. Companies like Tesla and Prius are trying to slow down transportation pollution by trying to use a more efficient source of energy. Instead of gas, they are trying to use solar, rechargeable, and some new cars even run on water.
If companies like Tesla just ignored the fact that we are polluting the earth every day with our vehicles, and a problem like this cannot go ignored. I think if we don't hurry up and fix this, that in 25 years, we will have to wear masks everywhere in the world, just like they do in China, because there will be no clean air to breathe. Air pollution is not just from cars. There are a lot more air polluters in the world, but with vehicle pollution, it's just going to be adding more. Just think about it. We may think we may not be around when anything happens, but our kids and our kids' kids will be there. We need to stop being selfish. We are affecting the future generations before they're even born. Two ways I thought of for saving the earth with smart cars is make it so everyone has to use some type of efficient car. Although this may not be possible or realistic for everyone, I think if we get more people with these cars, that we can start to change the world day by day. While we are doing that, it will allow scientists more time to create new and better solutions to solve this problem. The more we know about this problem, the better and faster we can solve this problem in more time. Going on what I said earlier, if we can solve this problem, and I think we can, because I think if we don't, we're going to have to sooner or later. If not, I think in 100 years or less, the whole human population could die out because there will be no clean air to breathe. That's a whole civilization gone because of the mistakes we made today. It's selfish. Dude, how do we let this problem get like it is today? When we first started getting technology, we fell in love with it. It was addicting to see what we could do with it and make with it. And as we grow larger in population, the more we needed it. But now that we see how bad it is and what we have done, we need to solve this problem. The reason I picked this topic to speak about was because I knew before that we had a problem and that needed to be changed. But I did not know how bad it was until I researched it. I'm glad I did this topic because it opened my eyes a lot, and I hope it opens a lot of eyes when I do this. Now I know we are not perfect, myself included, but we just need to do something about it and fast. If not, who knows what will happen. But either way, we need to solve it. I'm here with Perla Rios and Adela Dalby. How do you guys feel about vehicle and transportation pollution?
I think it's impacting the ecosystem in a bad way, and it's polluting the air.
I think it's affecting the world because it's not only affecting the air, but it's affecting humans because we are breathing in the air that the vehicles are leaving behind.
This is Tay Huber, and thanks for listening to my podcast.